I was five and he was six. We rode on horses made of sticks. He wore black and I wore white. He would always win the fight. Bang, bang. He shot me down. Bang, bang. I hit the ground. Bang, bang. That awful sound. Bang, bang. My baby shot me down, 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 down.
Was that your version or the studio version? I'm confused.
That was the studio version.
Wow. Did you buy that studio version on the High Street of Peckham or on Shein?
Look, I don't think we want to start the show with you coming for me like this.
I wasn't choosing violence. No, I don't know about you, but the weather was 20 degrees in Manchester today at this time of the day. We don't need no thunderstorms with that, those monotones. But thanks for
sharing. Exactly, which is why you should be coming in a good mood. I don't know why you, because it was such a lovely day today, are coming in with this attitude, ma'am. Don't make me start the show again.
The girls are fighting.
Okay, do you know what we're going to do? Do you know what we're going to do? Is we're going to start over and you're going to come in correct. Okay?
Not this.
I don't need you bringing me down like this. It's the first good day of the year. And you want to act like this? This how you treat me, your fellow Negro?
I was waiting. Out of the 4.5 years of doing this podcast, only on this day, on the 29th of April 2024, Dan decided to use the race card. Wow. This episode is already chaotic and I'm here for it. Good evening. Good morning.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whenever you're listening. You are listening to the La Broncos with me, Dan James. It's Dan James LDN on Instagram. Come find me. I'm joined as always by the wonderful Nick Charles. It's Nick Charles on Instagram. Hi. Talk to me, darling.
I don't have things from the street, but I have a lot of talk. I have a lot to talk about.
Okay, so if you tell me
your street stories, let's go into Dan Tells Them. Dan,
okay, we're not renaming the segment.
Dan discusses.
Okay. Before we get into it, we're not renaming the segment because there's still stories from the streets. And I know eventually you will get back out onto the streets and have some stories. It's not my fault that I be out there, okay? So let me tell you.
It was cold to be out in the streets, but do tell.
Okay, so the sun's coming out. Mm-hmm. And you know when the sun comes out, the girls are coming out. Ooh. And it's just going to be happening. So we better get ready for it. I am tired of being my pale winter self. Mm-hmm, I need to get the red and undertones of my skin popping.
Correct.
Because right now we're sitting in yellow and I'm not feeling it. But anyway, this weekend was super cute. So I want to give a shout out to Kieran for hosting his birthday party, which was wonderful. Beyonce themed, absolutely turned it out. But I did discover a thing about myself and I'm going to let everybody here know now. This is a warning for anybody. If you see me in the streets, in the park, in the club, anywhere, and I have fringe on my body in a way that if I move my limbs, the fringe moves with it, I suggest you get out the way. Suggest you go in a different room or a different part of the park. I suggest you just leave me alone because I can't describe to you the level of Dan James that was unlocked when I put on fringe. So we're going to Kieran's. Theme is Night of the Thousand Beyoncés. We're all doing different looks. I do a cute little recreation of one of Beyoncé's Renaissance Tour looks, which is she's wearing the glitter vest, she's got the denim shorts on, and then she has the like fringe boots. Okay. So I make these fringe boots and they're cute and they're giving and I love them. I'm dropping fringe all over the place because the hot glue is gluing. Okay, I'm not. I can do Drag Race. I can't sew. It was glue, but it was working.
Come on, Matt LePage.
When I tell you, I was kicking, I was twirling, I was anything to make that fringe move. And also, because I was so obsessed with the movement of the fringe, I kept looking down while I was dancing. So I just looked insane. I was just staring at my own feet. While I was dancing, I could tell I was doing too much because I'm always doing too much, but I was doing too much.
Okay.
Much too young was my story that weekend.
Wow.
It's a prior warning to absolutely everybody. If you see me in fringe, run opposite direction. unless you were coming at me with that same energy, like you are ready to give it all up on the floor, you need to move. Because, honey, baby, I'm going to embarrass you. I'm going to embarrass me. I'm going to embarrass my mother. And you do not want to be around for it. I promise you that. I promise you that right here, right now. Do not come near me where I'm wearing French. Nick, I went so hard. I went so hard in these boots that when I took them off at some point, when I cleared out my bag, then the other day, Sunday, whatever, I checked one of them. There was a line of blood on the inside of the boot.
Oh my God.
I was kicking and twirling so it's much.
Murder on the dance floor.
Exactly. Sophia Spexer ain't got nothing on me. She doesn't know. Honestly, I always think I've hit my peak of how hard I will go on the floor.
You outgeared yourself here, didn't you?
Completely. Completely. I need to be stopped or at least tranquilized. I'm not talking like a little sniffy sniffy tranquilizer. I need a dart in the butt. Uh-oh. Shoot me in the cheek and get me out for 3 hours. Oh, let me sleep. I should not be allowed. And I'm renouncing it now. I'm renouncing the floor to anybody who wants it. If please take it because it's been too much. At Roast when they had the R&B room and I thought I was running the room. Why am I behind the DJ booth doing Saturday night? Why is that happening? Why am I basically standing on a metal fence in front of everybody? Why am I doing that? Why am I kicking and twirling so hard because I'm wearing fringe? Okay. Why am I the one giving this? I don't need to do all this anymore. Okay. I am such a like silent, sophisticated, like mysterious person.
Oh, wow. Silent and sophisticated, she said. Oh, wow.
You sound like you don't believe me.
Hold on. The branding tells itself. The branding sells itself. Loud, brown and gay. Quiet and mysterious? Dan, is this your lore for 2024?
I think you will remember that when we started the show, I pitched calling it Quiet Mysterious Gay.
And I never suck a ginger man dick before in public.
What? I don't know why I'm acting shocked. Okay, if I want to choose to believe that I'm silent and mysterious, then I'm allowed to choose to believe that I'm silent and mysterious.
That's fine. And you know what? I love that for you. But the listeners...
We love it for us, okay? We love the truth. We love the reality that we live in, and that is that.
You know Mariah Carey when she does that thing. Let me let the viewers have the mic, the listeners.
You turn to sing.
Yeah.
Look, well, I think you could ask any listener of this show. You could ask any listener of this show if I give silent and mysterious, and they'll all say yes.
I mean, probably in the club.
No.
In real time? In real time?
No. No, I'll tell you why I don't give silent and mysterious in the club. Do you not know, if you go on my Instagram, the pinned video, which is me doing the choreo I made.
Yes, yes.
Superstar by Jamelia.
You were living.
That's the energy I give.
And she's saying quiet and mysterious. I don't know who you've been sleeping with lately, but quiet and mysterious is not on your agenda. But I love the fact that you believe the lie. And you know what? I love the fact that listeners will also be like, you know what? Maybe he is mysterious. But
well,
I don't.
You're gonna find out when I am on the show next week and I say six words, okay?
Wow.
Because I'm giving quiet and mysterious from now on. Wow. I've given enough to the world. They know who I am.
So
they
you
don't
give,
need to do anymore.
You give cunt and fringe in 1 week and then you go back to being quiet. I love this for you. See how
that's what I do. It's who I am. Everyone thinks I'm loud and I got all this personality and I'm like kicking show twirling, like putting on a show. And I'm not. That's just not me. That's Dan James. Okay. That's Dan James.
So who is this on the podcast today?
This
Who's
is
she?
Dan James. Dan
oh,
James.
God.
Dan James is silent. And mysterious. He just has to tell the stories of Dan James. Okay.
Wow. You know what? I love this for you. I love the fact that you're having a midlife crisis in your 30 years on this earth. Love that for you.
Mm-hmm.
Love that for you.
Mm-hmm. You want to get into your stuff? You want to tell us something about you? Well, I got carried the whole show.
No, I got a lot to say this week, honey. And I'm coming... I have a lot to say. Let me tell you something, Dan.
You tell
Jams.
Me something,
Dan Jams. I just want to ask the girlie. I want to ask the girlie who I waited for a long time what she's giving me, because what she gave me is nothing. So let me talk to you. Let me talk to you, Miss Normani. I'm coming to you. I'm coming for your neck this week, madam. Madam.
Okay.
You had the girls hot, ready, waited. And let me tell you something why I'm upset with you. Because prior to your discography leaving Fifth Harmony, you used to forget you were the only black kid in the band who we actually loved, and we loved you for it. Because you were, that whole band was just doing a lot of nothing. We all know. Anyway, the band broke up, you did your thing, and you had a few singles with Cardi B and Megan and all that stuff, a little stuff with Calvin Harris here and there. Now, your new single, 159, or whatever it's called, featuring some artist I never heard of. Baby,
it's cute.
Yeah, it's cute. He's cute, though. He's kind of cute. But I'll tell you what this song gave me, Dan. This song has given me BBL. Big, black, and lame. It's a whole lot of nothing. Girl, where is your creativity? You tell me you had the girls gagging, hungry, thirsty, and livid for you for this long to give us this monstrosity? No, Manny, girl. Girl, you need to chat GPT your plans for this album, because this ain't it. This ain't it. Sorry, girly. And the girls might agree, might not agree with me, but this song made no noise. The timeline was quiet. Quiet. And I am so shocked, because I thought the level of creativity you've given us prior to this, of your own single for your own album that you left us gagging for this long, and you come with this piece of trash? Girl, even Dua Lipa is doing better than you. Sorry.
Oh,
I'm coming.
Oh,
I'm out here in these streets saying the truth.
Let me let me go into it. So I have some shared feelings with you. Ooh, okay. Ooh, I'm disappointed in 159 for number one. I don't know why it's called 159.
Yeah, no.
Like, I was expecting it to be 1:59, and that was what we were getting. And then I was like, oh, it's 3 minutes long. Okay. And then I listened to it and I was like, okay. And I think the problem is, mm-hmm. Normani released Motivation, one of the best modern day pop songs that has appeared at any point. One of, literally, if that was released in 2000 by Britney Spears, would have been one of the biggest songs of all time. A community failed mm-hmm. that song. Normani did not fail us.
Correct.
Then she kind of mixes up. So she's getting into like Wild Side, and then there was that really slow one. I can't remember the name of that one. Now, I liked Wild Side. Yeah. I'm mm-hmm. ready to pull up on you. Yeah. I'm ready to do what I do. That was cute. But when Wild Side came out, I was like, I think Normani want to be an R&B girly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
I don't think she wants to be pop. I think she wants to be R&B, mm-hmm. which I think is fine if you're Summer Walker and your ass can't move. If you do Wireless, sat on a wicker chair and you start crying, you can be an R&B girly.
Yeah.
If you want to be...
That's cute too.
If you want to be SZA and stacked in the front and back and just lying to us constantly, perfectly fine. You can be an R&B girly. Mm-hmm. Normani can move. And she can move like a son of a bitch. Like, she... Two-stepping, three-stepping, five-stepping, eight counts. She could...
Remember the Love Lines choreo with Khalid when she went up on her head?
I remember. It hit the roll to the split out.
Excuse me?
Fuck you. Fuck you for this. How dare you?
Thank you.
You're blocking your own blessing and mine. I'm releasing some slow R&B nonsense. And I'm like, girl, I get it. That you want to be that artist, you want to be that artist. It's safer to be an R&B girly because you can flop as an R&B girly mm-hmm. and then be like, you weren't even trying to be mainstream. Mm-hmm, so it doesn't mm-hmm. matter that you're like going up against like the Camila Cabello or whatever mm-hmm. of the world, because you're flopping in the R&B category.
Yeah.
Which is clearly where you want to be, but it's the loss of potential for me.
Yeah, I agree.
It's the absolute loss of potential. Like, you want to have some cute pop summer jams, and I can only hope that Dopamine has more than just like slow R&B stuff. And this is me saying it. I love the R&B girls.
Mm-hmm,
I will rock with them all day and all night. But mm-hmm. Normani has so much potential to be the pop girl.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
That I don't know how it happened. I had a suggestion here.
Mm, do tell.
Boy Bye Bye Chloe should have been given to Normani. Boy Bye Bye Chloe, I am fucking with that song so hard.
Mm.
It's not given, it's like not given on the chart like it should. It's people are not writing for it as much, but that is a great song. That should have been Normani's lead.
Mm. Do you know what I actually wanted for Normani more than this single? I think this is personally my belief, because I'm not trying to put the girls against each other. However, I thought that maybe she should have taken the lead from like Tyler, that Ampiano, that kind of vibe, like the you know, that kind of, you know, the African like style of that. I just feel like she would have did quite well in that kind of like, you know, in the Afro beats. I just feel like she would have smashed it.
Yeah, she's got the voice for it, and she can definitely move more. And also Tyler's album was cute, but that's because Tyler's got one cute song and she'd made 10 of them.
Make me.
Honestly, she made 10 versions of the same song and it was great. Loved it. But, yeah, I'm not excited. Also, you're telling us too far in advance, girl. Like, why am I knowing 2 months out?
The album drops in June 14th. Baby, it's not even May.
I was like, come on. Like at least do an old school rollout. Like, give us a single. Then give us another single. Then give us a third single. And then do the album. If you want to long it out like that. I don't need another Tortured Poets department. Like, I don't need a full album drop and like all 10 songs in the top 10 being that fucking.
Which leads me perfectly into my next thing right now. Dan, you know I love a bit of Taylor Swift. I do. I'm not gonna lie, everyone knows this. But I don't think I physically have the mainframe in my head to sit down and think about an album about how my life sucks, because it doesn't. And I feel like she just, every time I listen to Taylor Swift, this whole album, it just looks, it's, for me, songs depressing. I don't know. I might be wrong here, but I don't know. It's not for me.
I've not heard anything good about that album from anyone who's not a stan.
How is this album one, the top 10 singles right now, but it's entirely Taylor Swift? Are you white people okay?
No, they're not. They're not. I've seen so many videos of the fans just crying, listening to it. Like, and not even like a dignified little, oh, that song was emotional. Like, full of like, bawling. I have seen grown gay men, clearly in their 30s, bawling at this. And I'm just like,
Mm-mm.
Can we all just want a little bit more for ourselves?
Mm-mm.
Just a little bit more.
I don't know. I just don't understand. Like, I expected more taste in the girls right now in the Billboard, but right now it's just giving white bread. And if that's true too,
they've got to change the rules.
Yeah,
we got to change the rules. And I think if you're gonna do Billboard 100 and everyone's gonna release the albums and it's all about streaming, you got to have some like specified singles. That like these are the singles that are out. These are the ones that come in for Billboard contention, because like. Yeah, did I like that every song from Cowboy Carter charted for 1 week? Yeah, it was cute. But did I really care? No. Do I think it's like these are the top 10 songs of the week? No. I mean, obviously this is the US chart, it's not the UK one, but like it's a ridiculous thing to have. And it's going up against like, so she did it with Midnights and then she did it with TTPD, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And then the next person who has the most like songs from an album that was hit the top 10 was Katy Perry with Teenage Dream. Yeah. You put on all of the songs from Katy Perry Teenage Dream in front of anybody, it's a party. People are going to have a good time because you know them, because they were singles. You listened to them and they were like big and they were killing it. No one's going to know this. Mm-hmm. No one's going to know. Unless you are a Taylor Swift stan, no one is going to know any of these songs.
Agreed.
Can I tell you something?
Yes, you can.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. If we want to talk about crying. A few weeks ago, I was sat in my house and I was like, I've got some time. Let me check in on one of my new favorite TV shows. Let me just see, you know, what's happening over with the Children of the Atom. See if Charles's kids are getting up to some fun, some hijinks.
We're talking about this trauma right now, Daniel. Mm-mm.
Episode 5 comes on and I put that on and I'm like, yeah, okay, this is nice. Mm-mm. And like, obviously, like Gambit's getting a bit upset because of the Rogue thing and Magneto, they're trying to make Magneto like president of Genosha and everything. I'm like, okay, it makes sense. And he wants Rogue to be his queen and everything, and she's deciding it. And then I don't know what I did to the writers, the animators, to the people over there at Marvel and Disney. I don't know what I personally did to them to deserve this kind of treatment. But we are in a ballroom in Genosha. Emma Frost is there, and she's looking cunt. She's looking great.
Cunt.
Rogue flies in her dress without with her skin uncovered. Her and Magneto have a dance to show, like, mutant unity. They touch each other. I was like, oh my God, Magneto can touch it. Rogue's like, let me give you that moment to show how powerful you are so that people want to follow you. But I'm not going to be your queen because I have chosen. I'm in love with another man. I am. She's Jasmine Sullivan in this bitch. She's in love with another man. She's making it happen. Mm-hmm. Tell me why, then, I got to see my boy Cable appear out of time to run up on his mama, Miss Madeline Pryor.
Mm-hmm.
To basically just say, hey, mom, I got you, but I'm too late. And then one of the worst things that I have ever seen happens where that big fucker, that big freaky bug-like fucking master mold shit turns up and just wipes the floor with everyone.
Like nothing.
Got it.
Like nothing.
Like nothing. Callisto, gone. Leech, ended. Sebastian Shaw, he's a bitch. Fucked over. Madeline Pryor, deceased. Begotten. Done. You then have Magneto trying to coordinate this rescue, okay? You have Magneto trying to sort it out. He whips him with a train. Sexiest fucking shit I've ever seen. Okay? Magneto, bring that train over here. I'm ready.
Run a train on me.
He's organizing Rogue and Gambit. Gambit doesn't know that Rogue has chosen him. Gambit does not know this, okay? Magneto's stuck in a thing. He's beaming him down. Rogue's trying to get in the way. Gambit smushes her out of the way. He says, nah, fuck that. You ain't going to die for this. Gambit goes up, takes on this bug-like thing, stabbed in the side, blows his energy, explodes it. Gambit gone. Nick, when I tell you, I had to sit in my living room in front of the sofa for 10 entire minutes to cry to myself. They needed some kind of content warning on that fucking bullshit.
I'm not going to lie to you. I sat there and I was like, it just went from 1 to 100. I'm going to tell you why I knew something was going wrong. The watchout came out of nowhere.
Yeah, why is this bitch just sitting
there? I was like, but everyone knows if you watch What If prior, every time the Watcher shows up, something bad or abominous is going to happen because it's usually how it is. Now,
he got some kind of weird kink? Is that what he is? Just like
no,
to see it?
No, because he's meant to watch what happened, but he can't get involved because it's part of his lore, whatever it is. Anyway, now I personally was just like, because there was so much time left in... No, a lie. There was not much time left in that episode. I was like, oh no, this can't happen. Dan, when I tell you that 3 minutes of chaos was mad to me. From one, like, not even, it didn't even give you a minute to think. It was like, oh, bye. Oh, bye.
The only experience I can relate to is the Red Wedding in Game of Thrones.
Yes, that part.
When you were watching that bit and you were like, they stabbed her right in the baby. Yeah. Like, oh my God. And they do the same thing on this island. And you're just like, Gambit died before he knew that Rogue was like, had chosen him. I can't get into it. And then you come into the episodes after it. Okay, you get a nice one with Storm getting her powers back. Thank you. And then you get this episode where they're at Gambit's funeral and Rogue ain't there because Rogue is flying around just beating ass.
Can we just speak about that for a minute? I have been waiting for us X-Men fans to see Rogue let loose because we always knew that she was that girl for a long time. And it took us a good few series, a good few games, a good few comics for us to see her let rip. And let me tell you something, Miss Thing. Rogue, that version of Rogue, I can have her every day. Jesus Christ, what a beast. She was like the Chun-Li of X-Men in that episode.
Going up to like Thunderbolt Ross and being like, you fuckers. Like, he's like, oh, this is meant to hold the Hulk. And she's like, Hulk who? Hulk who, bitch? I'm in here. What are you going to do? Coming up to Captain Rogers. Fucking Steve. He can piss off. I don't give a shit about him. I know people are mad about like, oh, the X-Men always make the Avengers look shitty. But I'm like, It's kind of what he would have done, throwing that shield across. Okay, let me talk about it. Obviously, they find Bolivar Trask. They find that man. Rogue is holding him over over a bridge, being like, you can help us to stop these people. And he's like, I can't. I got nothing. She's like, oof. Me neither, sugar. She lets him go. I'm going to tell you right now, Nightcrawler and Morph, I need you to mind your fucking business. I need you to sit down and shut the hell up. Because what the hell do you mean? Rogue, is this who we are now?
Yes.
What have you done? Yes, it is, bitch. If Gambit had to take it and like half the fucking mutant population had to die for, and this one, we can't even get, well, I look back on this one guy.
You know what I mean?
Matt, I'd have thrown you off the building too. Talking about some fucking bullshit.
Good for Rogue. Rogue, tell that man, get up on your good foot.
Absolutely good for Rogue. Wolverine there, like, I would have done it too. Nightcrawler's saying a lot of words, but you are fucking teleporter. You could have gone and saved him. You didn't do shit. You stood there. Jean's there like, oh, I could have just grabbed him with my mind. She ain't doing shit. You all wanted him to die. Don't be acting all high mighty now.
You know what I mean? Everyone taught it. I have to give it up. Give it up for the black guy who got fired for this show. What an episode he has made.
He's killer. This is literally one of the best seasons of an anime show.
We were robbed. Because, Dan, can you imagine seeing this in real time in a movie? Jesus Christ.
No, I love that it's a series. There's too many characters for a movie. I'm like, keep it a series. I was getting a little bit concerned when they kind of rushed the Madeline Pryor stuff. Like, they made her Goblin Queen in, like, episode 3. And I was like, okay, this is really quick. I hope it's not like we're not just going, like, villain of the week. But this build-up to Bastion turning up and him being the whole thing, having Magneto. Girl, I'm locked in.
Did you see that meme going around with but I was crystallized.
Yeah.
So if you haven't seen Emma, there's a part of the episode where they found like survivors and stuff on Genosha, and they find Emma Frost because like Jean Grey like finds and stuff and another part. And there's if for the girls who watch Drag Race, there's a video where Kennedy is talking about
after
like
a long night of hooking, trade in like a session. So he had gutted me and set me on fire. But you see, I didn't die. Oh. I had been crystallized. Now I'm a glamazon, bitch, ready for the runway.
And I love that they make that into Emma Frost's lore for this.
Love that she had a cool red lip on.
Yes! She's getting it.
She was carried out of that rubble and she was like, Jean, give me one minute.
Let me look good. But also, she was
like, there's going to be cameras.
Also, give it up for Jean going full on mode in that episode.
Jean is, compared to the original seasons, Jean, she hasn't died yet.
She hasn't fainted.
She hasn't died yet. She hasn't fainted. She did faint when she came through the door.
Oh, yeah.
When she's like, there's two Jeans. Yeah. She had a little faint. But that's it.
But before we go, one thing I must love is the fact that when Rogue meets Captain America and she was like, yeah, fuck this shield.
Good luck finding it.
She was like, well, if your hands are tied. I was like, Rogue, I'm going to tell you something. Rogue would have been friends with Beyonce. You see that Southern Belle kind of attitude? She's a Beyonce fan.
Sorry, Rogue did no wrong.
Rogue did no wrong.
Rogue could have taken that man, rather than just drop him, she could have taken her hand, thrust it through his throat and pulled out his esophagus. And I'd have been like, women's rights. I believe in it.
And Nightcrawler was like, Rogue, is this who we are? Yes.
Shut up. God, did you not see? Were you not on the island too?
Did you not almost died?
God, I don't care. Stop with the fucking, we can't kill the bad guys. It makes us just as bad as them. Girl, just end it. Just, that man is going to kill you and keep killing you unless you end it. You ain't Batman.
And did we not see what that man turned into at the end after he died? He came back and he was like, exterminate all
shooting
music?
His hands off the thingy. Cable had to turn up with a fucking pulse grenade again. Cable, can you just hang around, please?
Yeah, you can get it. You can get it. Cable could get it.
Cable can get it, but also, like, why do you keep popping in and out? Clearly, you know some shit. Just stay around.
You know what I mean? We like you. Stay for a cup of tea. It's fine.
Come on. Also, where's Bishop?
I know. We are missing Bishop, but it is. Anyway,
take us to the end, Nick.
Bye, girlies. Thank you for another week, another week, another day of the Love Brown Gays podcast. It is the last one of the month of April, which means summertime is round the bend, and so are we. Until next time, it's been Nick Child, Dan James LDN. Bye for now, hunties. Bye.
Bye, 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 bye.
I wonder if I could do like the voice of Nightcrawler. Rogue, is this how we are?
Rogue, is this how we are?
Is this who we are?
Why was it like that? Rogue, Rogue, come on now, Rogue. Is this how we are now, Rogue?
But I swear they're brothers and sisters, aren't they?
Well, adopted, isn't it?
Ooh, come on. Where's Mystique? Why is she not still?
I think she's the UN lady.
I think she's Sue and Conta's the UN lady.
I think she's the UN lady. Mm-hmm. Like, where has Mystique been?
Because Mystique not being in the X-Men is very suspicious.
Well, she's been in the opening credits because she's in that run-in, but then so is Sabretooth and Juggernaut, and we ain't seen them either.
Also, can we make sure the next episode that Leandra be sucking that bald head? I'm ready for some sex in that episode.
I wanted him to be dead.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, we get it. You're out with your wife, Lady Empress, and her like chicken sister. Like, I'm fine. But I really wanted him to be dead because the older I'm getting, the less I'm team Charles Xavier, and the more I'm team Magneto.
I mean, this is the Milky Way ghetto. At least you forget.
These people, I know. And like, if you're going to call us ghetto, we can call it ghetto, bitch.
The Milky Way ghetto, honey.
These people are just going to keep trying to kill you. Why are we? Go have your own home. Leave them alone. Magneto is right. I'm sorry. You can't prove to me that these humans are worth saving now.
That part.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh.